from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. We are riding with the king as week one arrives. Howard Eskin, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. If you're looking for a spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. They have an incredible atmosphere at all their locations and an awesome game day menu. Howard with us here on the Midday Show. Howard, how are we doing today?
I'm just wonderful. The weather's nice. Walking around the facility before practice starts. It couldn't be better with the opening game. It's not about Brazil. You know, you can put earrings on a hog and it's still a hog. It's still in Brazil. And they took away. What are you laughing for, Hugh?
I like pork.
He's just picturing it. He's baking with earrings. That's all.
It's the opening game, and it's football, and it's unfortunate for a game like this. If the NFL did anything wrong, and Brazil is not the best place to play, I mean, you know, the organization can spin it all they want, but they took away a home game from the Eagles, and everybody else in the division has an extra home game. More than the Eagles.
Yep,
and that's not fair. That's just not fair. That's not right. But it doesn't matter. The NFL is the largest, most powerful company in the world. So we live with it and just enjoy the football game.
Well, that we will, Howard, and it should be a good one on Friday night. All right, Howard, let's talk about the game itself, and then we'll get more to the big stuff with the season and how good this Eagles team going to be. But, Howard, Friday night in Brazil against the Packers, the Eagles are currently a 3-point favorite, total on the game 48.5. Howard, what kind of game are you expecting on Friday? Do you think this is going to be fireworks, or is it going to be the kind of thing where the Eagles try to shorten the game, maybe keep their defense off the field, use Saquon more? Like, what kind of game are you thinking about Friday?
See, I think when you try to shorten the game, that means you run the football. And you have Saquon Barkley, and that's all well and good. And he's going to catch a lot of passes this year is the way I look at it. That's why they paid him what they paid him. But if you shorten the game, that means you score less points. I think against Green Bay, you're going to have to score points. I think the defense, as a matter of fact, I know the Eagles' defense is going to be better this year. But you've got to score points. You're not going to win in the NFL. How many 17-13 games are you going to win? How many 21-17 games are you going to win? You're just not going to win those. You know, when you shorten a game, you take yourself away from doing what's the best part of this football team? It's the offense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're taking yourself away from using the best part of your team. You get ahead on this team and you just bury them. I mean, it's any team. But you got to get ahead and force them to do things they may not want to do. Now, the fact that they got Josh Jacobs, I guess, makes it maybe it'll be a little bit more of a running team. I'm not sure. But it's just whatever the case may be. You got to score points. So I don't want to see him short the game. I'm going to see the game will be over when the game's over. You still play 60 minutes. But you're going to have to score. I think you have to score at least 27 points to win this game. And you're not going to do that, I don't think, shortening the game. Unless you get 3 or 4 turnovers, you can't always count on that.
Given what we know about this defense, or should I say what we don't know about this defense, do you think that they're going to try to come after Jordan Love, or they're going to play a little bit conservative?
I think they're coming after him. That's just the way the mentality of Vic Fangio is. I think they're going to go after him. Now, are they going to blitz 50% of the time? I don't know. But you're going to see players come from all over the place. And that's what he tries to do. He tries to disguise it enough that the quarterback doesn't know where they're coming from, whether it's a corner, whether it's a safety, whether it's a nickel guy, whether it's a linebacker. He's going to have them coming from all over the place. I think they're going to go after him because that's the way you win games. You put pressure on the quarterback. So you have to play. I think you have to play that way, and especially in this game, but in the NFL. He's a good quarterback, and I don't see any reason that he would regress. I put him above Brock Purdy because I think Purdy's been lucky because his defense has always put him in good field positions. But this guy, if you base it on, you know, the growth he's had, you're going to have to put pressure on him. So I think they're going to put pressure on him. Yes.
Howard, what's your biggest question with the team this season? Like the biggest thing that you're wondering and you need a positive answer to if they're going to be really good.
Well, the defense has got to be better, but I think it's going to, I just can't see why it can't be as bad as last year, especially at the end of the year. I think the defense has to be better. There's one position on the offensive line you worry about because he's been hurt. And the left guard.
Right guard, Becton.
The right guard. Yep. Yeah, the right guard. So that's, if there's a question, it's that part of the offensive line. And I think the question on the defense is, how much better are they going to be? They're going to be a little better. They're going to be a lot better. They will play probably more aggressively. So my question is probably that one spot on the offensive line and how good is this defense going to be? I don't worry about their secondary. I think they're clearly better in the secondary, especially with Rodgers. According to the depth chart, Rodgers is a starter. So, which I like this guy all along. He's so quick and he's so good. And they have some smart people at the defensive back position. So, it's how good are they going to be? That's my question. It's not a question, are they going to be any good? I think they will be good, but it's how good are they going to be? And I question the one spot on the offense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Howard, I'm wondering how much different the offense is going to look. It should be better. It should be more efficient. Hopefully, Jalen doesn't turn the football over as much. But, Howard, in the past few years, we've seen Jalen likes to throw the ball down the field. They like to bomb it up to A.J. and Devontae. But with the questions about, you know, protecting him against the blitz and taking sacks, do you think we're going to see the ball out of Jalen's hands quicker, a shorter, more intermediate passing? How do you think it's going to look when they start on Friday night?
I don't think you want to take away the long ball, because that's what they chicks love, the long ball, even in football. So I don't think you're going to take away the long ball. And you've got players that have speed that can get there and do that. So even Dotson's got, even your third receiver is going to have speed. So I don't think you're going to take that away. You're going to use you're going to use Saquon more as a receiver. Not more than he would as a running back, but I mean more than they have in the past. Now, I don't think they're going to take that away. But I will say this about Jalen Hurts, and everybody knows he's going to be better. And I've talked to a couple of the coaches, and you know, what they say in news conferences, you don't always believe because they like to paint a really good picture. But he really has adapted, I don't know if that's the right word, well with the new offensive coordinator, and he's accepted what they've laid out for him, and he's receptive to what they've done. And that's important. If you have a good frame of mind, I mean, he's going to have his ideas on things to do, and that's what I was told. But he's really meshed well. I think he's going to have a good year, but we know he's got to be better than he was last year, and I think he will be. So the way he's worked with the coaches has been really, I think, has been really, really good from what I was told.
All right, Howard, we'll end with this as we look forward to this game on Friday night. We were asking all our guests this week, on the record win prediction. I think you're right. When I asked you about the Phillies, you said 107, and that actually looked like it was maybe on point for a couple months there.
They screwed it up.
They did. That's okay. They're still going to win the division and be in the playoffs. Howard, The Eagles, win prediction from you. How many games they win in the season?
If they beat Green Bay, 12. And if they don't beat Green Bay, it's obviously 11. But if they beat Green Bay 12, that wins a division. The Cowboys will always find a way to choke. Washington might be the second-best team in the division, as pathetic as it is to say. We know the Giants are awful. I think 12 wins with a win against Green Bay. And I think they should beat Green Bay. Green Bay is a good team. It's the first game. Both teams are kind of off with their schedules, because you have a full travel day. You really miss a day of practice because they travel all day tomorrow, and then Thursday is the walkthrough because it's the day of it's the day before the game. So I don't know what to look for, but because it's the first game, you practice hard because you've had this extra time off. But I think with a win against Green Bay, which I think they should do, I don't know if they'll cover. I would just watch the game and enjoy it. And if you're going to bet it, you know, the sickies, they can't just watch a game. Hey, listen, it's fun to bet, but you can just watch a game and enjoy a win. But I don't know if I lay the number. But I think they're going to win the game. And if they win that game, I think they have 12 wins.
Howard. That's good.
On the record
from Howard. Howard, we appreciate
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.